you get involved in the project?
I got involved in the project. I came down in 88 when they rededicated the ship, but I was working full-time in New York. So I couldn't really spend the time to come down. Plus, too, a lot of the people felt that the condition of the ship was done by the students, and it wasn't. So they kind of like said, look what the students did. And we didn't. It was basically left to its own devices for 2 years. What the Board of Education did was, instead of taking all the chairs and everything else out, they threw them down into a lower hold, figuring that the ship was going to be scuttled. So when they found that, they said, oh, look what the students did, and we didn't.
People are taking portholes off, and pigeons and seagulls and rats and everything else. And it wasn't until we put that museum together. I have to tell you the story. We had a gentleman in the engine department, and just like Ernie said, and students ruined this ship. And when we first came aboard, he had a lot of World War II people. And their philosophy was, don't tell me what you can do, show me what you can do. The first year we put that museum together, this gentleman stood there, like, looking at it. I was down there. And he looked at me and said, you guys really did take good care of the ship. Because all he saw was what he got.
Yeah, after that.
So you can imagine just sitting wide open in New York City for 2 years, leave a car on the correspondence express plane for 2 minutes and look at that.
Yeah.
It's sat here for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then I went down to the reserve fleet, no portholes and everything, you know, and it deteriorated even further.
Right.
So, yeah. The original people blamed the students until we put that museum in there. And they realized that we actually kept a better shape than it is today.
Well, that helped, but prior to that, we had a few students. Bob was one, I was one, Gil came later. They came down and worked, and they saw how we worked.
Yeah, you knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
And you knew the ship.
I wouldn't listen to any lies off.
So, when you first saw it, did you get involved in the project? Right?
I was still working.
Yeah.
So, I went home, did some checking on it, and I live in Ohio. You know, I lived in Ohio then. And we used to make our pilgrimages to the East, we used to call it. We used to drive home to New York 2-3 times a year. So one time I'm driving to New York, and I'm on the Penn Turnpike, and I see the sign 70 to Baltimore. And I go to my wife, you want to see where I went to high school? She goes, huh?
Yeah.
So it was like a, just pulled off the highway, drove up here, and it just happened to be a Saturday, and there was people aboard. And I walked aboard, and there was a chief steward at the time, and he was taking names of the alumnus and get interested. And I was standing right where, you know, you're going to the officer's mess there. I was standing right there talking to the chief steward. And he said, well, what'd you do in the Navy? I said, I was an IC electrician. And just about that time, the chief electrician came by, walked by, stopped, turned around.
I don't want to interrupt the good bullshit story.
No,
he's being interviewed.
He's interviewed now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
This is our new chief man. He steps on his tongue.
Yeah, yeah. I really know how to put my foot in my mouth. I just want you all to know that we anticipate we'll start moving at about 4:45, somewhere about that.
Okay.
So we're going to have a late meal tonight.
Okay. Thank
you. Now you go back.
Thanks. We told them to begin with, the first liar doesn't stand a chance. Thank you, Mike. The chief electrician walked out, stopped his tracks, turned around, moved. You want to be an electrician? And I'm going, okay.
Recruited.
And I was recruited.
Yeah.
And when we came down a few times. I retired in 98. I used to work for GTE, which is now Verizon.
Uh-huh.
And being out in quality control and middle management, they just did with us. So we started coming down here. We made a 2,000 cruise. We made, you know, we were making the day cruises and stuff like that. But coming down here was like being a kid again. And the thing I appreciated more than anything, besides being on my ship, was these World War II guys. I missed them. We used to sit here and it was amazing the stories they told and their knowledge. They had more knowledge than I would ever have in my life.
Okay.
I mean, these guys were, I wouldn't say they were book smart, but they could tell you every nut and bolt in that engine, every fitting on the ship. It was amazing. Unfortunately, we lost most of them.
Yeah. With time, it's kind of they dwindled. Right.
Yeah. We have a few left, but not many.
But you have to understand that the various the people that come here are not only local people. We have Scott, he drives 10.5 hours. Bobby drives 9.5 hours. I drove 5.5 hours. Ernie drives 5 hours. You know, so it's, and it, with time, it takes time and it takes money.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people you know, really invest because of their. Like Bobby said, this is our ship. We just let them. Right. We just let them use it.
Don't let them know that.
No.